Before I start, I have no relationships to disclose today. This is my project team at UC Berkeley, Jennifer Mann, Sarah Jajor, Tom McCone, and Dr. John Baum. So today I'll be talking about the NHANES biomarker project that we are working on at UC Berkeley. This project has two goals. One is to evaluate the potential application of biomarkers of systemic inflammation associated with cardiovascular disease, CVD, in the NHANES population. For this project, we'll be looking at four biomarkers of effect, C-reactive protein, white blood cell count, homocysteine, and platelet count. We will also be looking at how these associations compare when using specially created modeled PM2.5 and ozone data and monitored air pollution data from US EPA. Today I'm going to be talking about the relationship between cardiovascular disease and PM2.5, previous biomarker studies that have been done, and talk about the specially created air pollution data that we have, the hierarchical Bayesian model data, and also biomarker data in the NHANES population. I will not be able to talk about results today, so I'll be focusing on describing the air pollution data that we are using and the methods that we're using for this analysis. A little bit of background: exposure to fine particulate matter has been shown in many epi studies to cause cardiovascular disease. The American Heart Association has stated that short-term exposure to PM2.5 over a few hours to weeks can trigger cardiovascular disease-related mortality and morbidity, and long-term exposure can increase these risks and reduce life expectancy. There have been biological mechanisms that have been shown to be related to cardiovascular disease risk. These three mechanisms in particular affect systemic oxidative stress and inflammation. They can alter the autonomic nervous system and act directly through the circulation system and the blood. Specifically for our project, we will be examining biomarkers of systemic oxidative stress and inflammation. We are looking at white blood cell count and platelet count, which works through cellular inflammatory responses, and we're also looking at C-reactive protein, which is a biomarker of systemic inflammation that is activated through the liver. There have been numerous epi studies that have looked at these biomarkers of effect, and this is just a spattering of them. As you can see, there have been kind of mixed results, and the US EPA Integrated Science Assessment for Particulate Matter has stated that these studies were found to offer limited support for mechanistic explanations of association between PM concentration and heart disease outcomes, and the findings of these epi studies were not consistent, as you can see in the table. So there's more need for examination of these biomarkers and how they relate to particulate matter exposure. This project is being completed through the CDC Environmental Public Health Tracking Network. It was a program started in 2002 and works to use environmental exposure data, health outcomes, and surveillance data, and look at the national level and also at the state level how environmental exposures relate to health outcomes. Currently, there's 23 states and one city that participate in this project. Additionally, there's also universities who are academic partners in this program, and UC Berkeley is one of them. We've been a part of the group since 2002, and these academic partners work to help develop methods and perform analyses at the state and national level. The hierarchical Bayesian data is what we will be using for our project, and this was partially created to fill this data gap that the EPA air quality monitoring system has. They're only able to monitor about 20% of counties. Ozone is only measured during the high ozone months and in areas where ozone is high, and PM2.5 is often only measured every third or sixth day. The hierarchical Bayesian data was created for the Environmental Public Health Tracking Network through partners at US EPA. It fuses together monitoring data from the air quality system and also EPA's community multi-scale air monitoring. So this is national level data at the 36-kilometer grid level and at the 12-kilometer grid level in some areas of the United States. For our project, we will be using daily estimates from 2001 to 2006. However, you are able to get daily estimates all the way through 2008 right now. There have been two evaluations of the HB data and how they compare to the AQS monitoring data done, and they have found that higher concentrations, the model data under-predicted the monitored concentrations, and one assessment found that on average the estimates only deviated by a small amount, so 2 micrograms per meter cubed. The biomarker data that we will be using is from the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey. This is a cross-sectional survey. It is meant to be nationally representative of the United States. They have extensive exposure and health outcome data, and it's performed every 2 years. So we'll be using the years 2001 through 2006. NHANES is a complex probability sample, and all of their health data and exposure data is publicly available online for anyone to use. They do have information on where these participants live within the United States. However, this is kept confidential. But you are allowed to gain access to this data through a proposal process with the National Center for Health Statistics and the Research Data Center. So the way NHANES is sampled is that counties are selected throughout the United States based on their demographics. NHANES oversamples for certain populations of people to make sure that they do remain a nationally representative sample. So within the counties, segments are sampled, then within those, houses are sampled, and within those households, people are screened for their demographic characteristics to be determined if they can be included within the study. It should be noted that only every 2 years are they able to sample 15 counties, so our analysis will include 45 counties throughout the United States. One previous study has been done looking at the NHANES population and their exposures to PM10, NO2, ozone, and SO2, and they looked at biomarkers of effect as well, and Joel Schwartz looked at fibrinogen, platelet count, and white blood cell count. Additionally, there's been a data linkage project where people at the National Center for Health Statistics linked the NHANES population with EPA air monitoring data and found by using two methods, one by linking them at a certain distance where they went up to 20 miles, and then one by linking them just based on where their county was, and they were only able to link 60% of their participants to an AQS EPA monitor. And Joel Schwartz also found that this may have been a problem in his paper because he originally started out with a participant number of about 20,000, and when he matched that to PM monitors throughout the country, it dropped to about 1,400. So the analysis plan for our project is we're going to be using regression models, using PROCMIX and SAS. This procedure allows us to use the weights that are in NHANES. You need to use the weights when doing an NHANES analysis because of their oversampling. And we'll be using a random effect term for county, and our exposure variables will be daily estimates for every single individual, and we will be using the HB data and AQS monitoring data, and for lagged exposures and moving averages, so we're able to look at acute effects and also chronic exposures. We'll also be adding meteorology into our models, and we will be using apparent temperature, which accounts for the temperature and also the relative humidity, so it's a measure of how hot it really does feel. Our exposure estimates will be at the census tract level, and each participant will be assigned to an HB grid and the nearest AQS monitor within 36 kilometers. So the way our exposure assessment works, if you can see on this picture, the red are the HB grids, and the dots are geographic centroids of the census tract. So where the dot falls within a grid centroid is the grid centroid where that census tract will be getting all of its exposure estimates from. The data linkage itself is done by analysts at the Research Data Center. We actually never see the raw data, and it will be given back to us with a jumbled county variable to be used as our random effect. So you actually never get to know where these NHANES participants live. The model parameters that we will have, we will be looking at effect modification by age, race, ethnicity, pre-existing medical conditions. We'll also be looking at potential confounding from poverty, education, alcohol, smoking, total cholesterol, high lipid density cholesterol, and blood pressure. We'll also be using census tract level data in our project because if this is going to be implemented for the CDC Environmental Public Health Tracking Network, they're not going to have the individual covariates that we will be having, so they'll most likely be able to use census tract level data, and covariates that are marginally significant will be kept in our final statistical models. Just a little bit of descriptive analysis. We compared these means and standard errors to the previous analysis that was done by Joel Schwartz and found that within his population of NHANES 3 participants, which was 1988 to 1994, there actually was not much change between the means that we found here and the means that he used. So there hasn't been some kind of systematic increase in these biomarkers over years. And this just shows the mean of the HB exposures throughout the six-year study period that we're looking at, and we're hoping to capture this national level variability that we have in exposures. So just quickly, I want to mention some strengths and limitations of our study. One strength is that we will be able to have daily level data for the entire U.S., which will hopefully address the dropout rate that was shown in previous data linkage studies of NHANES data. Some limitations are our HB data may not be able to capture true daily variability, nor will the NHANES participants be able, they may not capture the true variability of PM exposure within the United States. We hope that they don't all happen to land within the San Francisco Bay Area, as my map showed, but never know. And short-term changes in systemic inflammation may not be associated with cardiovascular disease risks.